USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Three Tennessee lawmakers are preparing to introduce police reform measures in the wake of Tyre Nichols' death. The day after video footage was released of police brutally attacking Nichols, the Democratic lawmakers announced their plan. It calls for implicit bias training, mental evaluations, and enforce more selective hiring processes. The measures would also limit officers from transferring to new jurisdictions when they face termination in their current placement. The Memphis Police Department is disbanding the Scorpion unit, saying it was in the best interest of all. The five ex-officers involved in the Nichols controversy were part of that unit. Former President Donald Trump is beginning his bid for a third run at the White House. He made appearances on Saturday in South Carolina and in New Hampshire.
We will get critical race theory and other left-wing lunacy out of our military, and we will get it out of our classrooms, and we'll get it out fast.
Trump on Saturday also took on his potential 2024 GOP rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, saying he is, quote, trying to rewrite history with the response to COVID-19, CNN said. Damar Hamlin spoke in a social media video Saturday, his first comments since having cardiac arrest earlier this month in a nationally televised game. The Buffalo Bills safety says he appreciates all the well wishes.
Well, I'm so thankful to everybody. I know that it isn't enough just to be thankful. This is just the beginning of the impact that I wanted to have on the world. And with God's guidance, I will continue to do wonderful and great things.
Hamlin's Toy Drive charity has received millions of dollars in donations since his health scare. Tom Verlaine, founder of the punk-era band Television, died at the age of 73. The band was one of the most influential acts on the New York 1970s punk scene, playing alongside artists such as the Ramones, Patti Smith, and Talking Heads. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The NFL is speaking out after Memphis police released footage of the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols. On Saturday, the league released a statement on social media saying it mourns Nichols' tragic and senseless death. Per the release, the association remains committed to fighting injustice in the U.S. and said it is working with social justice partners to support their communities and fight for change. A day after a deadly synagogue shooting in Israel, a gunman wounded two people in Jerusalem. CNN said the 13-year-old shooter was detained by passersby. With great power comes great responsibility.
Prince Andrew no longer has private quarters within Buckingham Palace. Andrew's older brother, King Charles, removed his access from the London-based palace. Andrew officially stepped down from his royal duties in November of 2019 amid scrutiny over his past association with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. I'm Corey Myers.
Teenager Isabeau Levito moved one step closer to becoming an Olympian, winning the U.S. figure skating title. The 15-year-old from New Jersey is the current world junior champion. A spot in the Super Bowl is on the line Sunday when the 49ers face the Eagles in the NFC Championship game from Philadelphia. Also on Sunday, the AFC Championship game. It's familiar territory for the Bengals and Chiefs meeting for the title in a second straight year. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.